government funding deadline fast approaching. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The government's authority to spend your money runs out in 10 days. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Congress needs to approve a new spending authorization bill.
The president believes that Congress needs to and has to reach a deal, a bipartisan deal. This is something that they were able to do just last year around this time in a bipartisan way. He believes that they should be able to do this again. This should not be about partisanship. We are talking about critical funding.
But House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says Republicans should only agree to a short-term bill, telling Fox's The Ingram Angle.
We're 28 days away from Republicans having the gavel. We would be stronger in every negotiation. So any Republican that's out there trying to work with them is wrong.
McCarthy also says the GOP will require the Pentagon dropping its vaccine mandate for service people as a condition for approving the defense authorization bill. The president says there'll be a new cap on insulin prices for millions of Americans in the new year.
President Biden confirmed in a tweet late Monday night that seniors who are covered by Medicare will see a $35 a month cap on insulin prescriptions starting January 1st. The price cap comes as part of the Inflation Reduction Act, but advocates warn that excluding millions of Americans with private health insurance and the uninsured from the price caps still leaves millions paying higher prices for insulin. There has been a bipartisan push in the Senate to offer broader caps to the 37 million Americans in need of the life-saving treatment.
Fox's Sean Lanchell, a police officer in Memphis, has been shot and critically wounded after a confrontation at a gas station that left a suspect dead. Actress Kirstie Alley has died following a brief battle against cancer just recently diagnosed. The two-time Emmy Award-winning actress was 71 years old. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Another night without lights or heat for tens of thousands of electric company customers in one North Carolina county where a gunman knocked out two power substations over the weekend.
Police aren't revealing all they know, but Moore County Sheriff Ronnie Field stands by his belief.
The individual that done the damage knew exactly what they were doing.
The sheriff was joined by Governor Roy Cooper, who is concerned about infrastructure and threats to it.
We certainly need to learn from this incident as to what we may need to do, because these kinds of things cannot happen.
Duke Energy estimates 45,000 customers, which translates to thousands more individuals, were affected. Repairs could take days, so Duke Energy is putting up $100,000 to help with area needs during the outage. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Disbarred attorney Michael Avenatti, who once represented a porn star in her defamation lawsuit against former President Trump, has been sentenced to an additional 14 years in federal prison and ordered to pay a $10 million fine. This for Avenatti's conviction for swiping clients' settlement money in several cases in California. He's already serving 5 years in New York State for stealing book proceeds from Stormy Daniels and for trying to extort Nike. A prolific serial killer has admitted to committing a series of brutal murders.
Richard Cottingham has admitted to killing five additional women on New York's Long Island in the late 60s and 1970s. The so-called torso killer was already convicted for 11 other homicides. Cottingham was given the horrific nickname after many of his victims were found dismembered. He was sentenced to an additional 25 years to life Monday for the murder of then 23-year-old Diane Cusick. As part of a plea deal, the 76-year-old received immunity for the four other killings. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.